I'm Tori Dalhoff. This is Food Trek. Today, we're trekking over to Ashcombe, Illinois, to hear from Harold Wilkin and Jill Brockman Cummings about the origins of Janie's Farm and Mill, an organic flour powerhouse that has worked against the grain of the conventional farm and food system to bring a locally produced staple baking ingredient to restaurants, groceries, and home pantries throughout Illinois. So grab your bread, Fred, and hop on the grain train. All right.
In 03, Herman Brockman, he had found out that I was interested in organics, and he offered me 30 acres to transition. And I could see the changes in the soil. And by the end of 04, I went, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. So we went from 700 acres of conventional farming to 700 acres of transition. And it was a little rough there in the beginning. Really rough, actually, you know, getting the land to change over. And, you know, I took a lot of peer pressure from other farmers. If you think schoolgirls have a lot of peer pressure, you ought to try farming organic in a conventional world. For me, it was the way that I felt I needed to go. So our farm has grown from 700 acres to 3,300 acres. I was loading out a load of wheat that went to Lackawanna, New York for chicken feed. And I thought, you know, this is nuts. We've got a whole food shed in the Chicagoland area that eats bread. Why aren't we feeding people instead of chickens? So that started then a conversation of how do we take our farm another step closer to the consumer? And there really was not a stone mill, stone ground flour in the Midwest. And finally, in 2016, we decided that, hey, we can do this.
Two Ensco stone mills. We have two sifting units upstairs, and then we have the two tanks where the end product, the flour, flows. And underneath that are the two baggers. We're working every day to mill as much flour as humanly possible.
And Jill was actually a stay-at-home mom with four daughters.
They were getting older, and he knew that I was probably going to go back into the workforce.
She's the daughter of Herman Brockman. Her dad was the one that started me in organics. So it was a natural to have her involved with the mill. And I asked her if she would have any interest in working with us on this milling project.
I love good bread. That was the first thought that came to my mind. Wonderful. I always wanted to be a baker. Now I'm going to have really good flour to make good bread. So I took the job.
And so we ended up buying a commercial building 3 miles down the road from the farm.
Harold and the team got the mills installed, and I came on and
we started milling. And, you know, none of us had any experience.
It was a disaster. In the beginning, we milled sand. Did not know what we were doing. Then we quickly reached out to some bakers in the area, and from that we came up with the first six flours.
For soft red winter wheat, you're going to see a beautiful amber reddish colored wheat berry in mill rye. Rye is kind of like a grayish purplish tint to it as a berry. When it's ground, it makes a beautiful light fluffy flour. And smells delightfully sweet, almost like honey when we mill it.
And then from those six flours, we just kept adding more and more on once we got the hang of it. It's just been a whirlwind ever since. We grew slowly in the beginning prior to the flour shortages in March and April of 2020. I think the week or two before the flour shortage, we were like really excited if we got 5 to 8 orders out a day. And then all of a sudden, we were getting 25,
then we're getting 50,
then we're getting 100,
then
we're getting 200,
then
we went up to 500 orders a day. So we were milling around the clock, producing approximately 7,000 pounds of flour in a 24-hour period. That required hiring a huge amount of people from the community to come in, and we just started running 3 shifts. 90% or so of the grain that we mill comes from Janie's farm. Janie's farm is 3 miles down the road, so every day they would bring truckloads of wheat. And we would mill it. We never ran out.
The thing about what we're doing is we're feeding people. we feel that what we're making is a quality food. We're very, very proud of the products that we put out. Well, to be honest with you, part of this whole thing is that our daughter passed in 2001, and we named the farm and the mill after her. Her name is Janie, and we're very fortunate to be where we are now. I just feel like, you know, I've gotten these nudges that, you know, it's like she's on the other side kind of helping to guide this thing. Because it's like, how did that work? How does that all come together? And it's part of the spiritual aspect with my daughter. We're just very blessed.
One thing we learned by visiting Janie's Mill and Farm is there's a lot happening there and within their community, so there will definitely be more to come down the road. Today's episode was co-produced by myself and Allison Walsh with music from Guitars. This is Tori Dalhoff, and I'll see you at the next stop on Food Trek.
Support for WCBU agriculture coverage comes from Illinois Farm Bureau and its members, committed to improving Illinois agriculture since 1916.